Monday, June the 2nd. You're listening to Thrust SSC Global Radio. As the car is prepared for higher echelon speed runs tomorrow, we take this opportunity to feature someone who has watched his team from its infancy. Bill Grist is a producer for the BBC, who has been filming a fly-on-the-wall documentary nominally titled The Mission. He says he is sticking with it all the way.
We're following the whole project from now until through Black Rock until they break the record, we hope.
And the sound barrier?
And the sound barrier, we hope, yeah. I don't get too excited yet, but it's building up.
You've been following this project all the way through.
Yes.
What have you sensed out of the team and how it's come together in your time watching it?
There's been 3 or 4 years of struggle, I think, and now there's a real sense of it actually coming together. And actually, if you look around now, you see an awful lot of kit, an awful lot of well-organised people, and I think that's a real... They think that they're ready for it now.
I get the feeling that you're actually very enthusiastic. You're not just doing a job here.
No, I'm enthusiastic, yeah. No, I mean, this... Unashamed. These people are trying to do something that's never been done before, and that's always fascinating. And actually, what makes me happy about the whole thing is how seriously they've gone into it. This is not a bunch of mad Englishmen in the desert. This is a lot of very, very intelligent people who've thought very long and hard about this. This is a really science. I mean, I'm from the science department. This is a science project. It's not just cross your fingers and hope. It's actually work out what the hell is going to happen, and then see if it does, and if it doesn't, think again. I mean, they're a really bright bunch of people.
They're not rushing at it, are they? They're taking it very slow but sure.
No, as we well know.
With your budgets running out.
Yeah, nothing happens quickly around here. No, they're not rushing at it. They're not going to do anything that they don't understand what's going on. They're not. I mean, the contrast is with Craig Breedlove, the American, who seems to have a kind of put your foot down and hope kind of attitude. And in his last set of runs, he went from around 400 to well over 600 in one jump. Now, this lot aren't going to do that, because that's just going too far into the unknown without knowing what the hell's going to happen. So,
I'm right in thinking that you did the original documentary Choosing the Driver, Andy Green, for Tomorrow's World. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, Tomorrow's World covered the first couple of years of the project, and I did 4 or 5 pieces, yeah. I mean, I saw plans of the car before when it only existed in the mind of Ron Ayers, so, I covered all the early stuff.
Richard Noble, I think it's fair to say, is a bit of an enigma, isn't he?
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, he's the world's greatest salesman. We're standing here surrounded by millions of pounds worth of kit that he has got for free, and that is, I have huge respect for him. I'm not sure I know him very well, but I have huge respect for him.
What have you learnt watching this team as they've gone through, from building the car, the trials and tribulations of getting it right, lots of setbacks, money, engineering and so on and so along the way? As you said, we're now in the desert, it looks like things are really coming together. Well, how would you sum up the time so far?
I'd sum it up to say that after 4 years of real struggle, that actually this is a pretty lean and well worked out machine. This team is a tight knit, hard working, sensible bunch of people, and I think they've got a really, really good chance of going supersonic, which is why I'm here.
Yes, me doing to him what he usually does to others. Bill and his crew are well liked and respected by the team, and the documentary will undoubtedly be compulsive viewing when finished. First, Thrust SSC has to achieve, and tomorrow runs of 500 and 550 miles an hour ground speeds are proposed. Do not miss our next report. 600 miles per hour is getting very close.